You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
Okay, so that was Saber, Sabire, Sabire.
Sabery.
Sabery. It's Saber with a weird ass double dot I in it. Just
Sabere.
Yeah. I bet that, like,
Sabaru.
Sabaru is probably correct because they're from Sydney, so they're from my hometown.
It's when a saber-toothed tiger fucked a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Got you a Sabaru.
So I can guarantee that they're just putting that in there to be cool. They're doing the Motorhead thing, which is kind of, you know, just chucking Umlaut wherever. Kind of makes sense
because,
yeah, they sound a bit like Motorhead. So that track was called Damon's Calling from Gates Ajar. And that one, I think that was recommended to us by long-time Toilet fan Megan. And, yeah, it fucking rules. I think it came out in December, but obviously slipped by everyone until now, because that's the first I've heard of it. They call themselves acid rock, but I don't know.
That's super, like, 80s cock rock, like...
Yeah.
Like, that opening, like, credits music to a ridiculous 80s horror film, like, kind of shit.
Yeah, well, like, it's on the car... It's, like, diegetic music on the car stereo while the, like, fucking Dukes of Hazzard are chasing someone in, like, a montage car chase or something. I don't know. It's like that.
Like Fastway got hopped up on speed and drove a flaming bus off a cliff.
It's definitely a throwback, but yeah, it's fucking cool. It's
that kind of rules.
New wave of British heavy metal sort of stuff, but yeah, check them out. I'll post links and stuff. I've realized every episode except for like the very first one, I've neglected to do an introduction. We just start talking as if everyone knows what the fuck's going on. So.
I just thought everyone knew us.
Yeah, I like it that way. Like, fucking, I don't need to hear the introductions and stuff on every
introduce
podcast.
Myself. You know me. If you don't, fucking start at the beginning. What, you start X-Files in season 4, you fucking weirdo?
I saw a box set of X-Files advertised the other day. It was like fucking, I can't remember, some obscene number of Blu-rays, and they wanted like $300 or something for it. And I'm like, fucking hell.
Jesus.
That's like, that's extortion.
You do what I do and pay $6 a month for Hulu and just, that's it. Yeah. It's all on there.
They really want people to torrent that. $300 to see fucking David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson just walk around like squinting at stuff. Fuck that. $300. Mm-hmm. Fuck. And that's Australian money, so what, that's probably $220 or something, your money?
Like $18 here. If I'm paying $300 for David Duchovny doing anything, it's Evolution.
Ah, I watched that recently too. I watched it mostly for Julianne Moore. I'm not an X-Files fan, and Stifler's kind of annoying, but that movie is just, it's like it's a good hungover movie. You just put it
agreed
on.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's that perfect, like, I feel terrible about everything. I need something real dumb to watch to lift my spirits kind of movie.
And I don't even think you need like any sort of grounding in biology to know that it's completely bogus, like what they're trying to put across. But yeah.
My favorite thing still is whenever they've got the scientific chart and they're like, oh, if you go down one and over five, you'll find fucking arsenic, which is what... It's human poison, so we'll go to what they're made of and go down one and over five, and selenium will kill them. I don't know how I remember it was selenium, but they get a shitload of Head and Shoulders and ram it up an alien's.
At least with, like, silicon-based life forms, that kind of has some grounding in molecular structure and stuff, you know, because, like, it's got the same amount of open... free electrons or whatever is carbon, but with an extra inner shell, whatever. Like, it's all getting disproven anyway with this electron cloud stuff instead of shells. But yeah, I remember watching that and just going, what the fuck are they talking about? This is just...
I'm no scientist, but even I knew that was dumb.
Let's get on to something just... I guess we can go... I guess it's scientific in a way. It's a track from Ossuarium called Corrosive Hallucinations. This one came out a month ago or something. Now we've got a backlog of tracks now because we had a couple of weeks off. So
the track did. The album itself just dropped last week.
Yeah. So we're kind of spoilt for choice now. We're usually like, oh, we can get five tracks from this week, and now we've been off for like 3 weeks. So we've got
100 stacks coming at you.
Got about 3 episodes worth of stuff. This one's a $20 spin release, so they're kicking on after Tomb Mold. The album's called Living Tomb, so they're, you know, really diversifying their market here.
$20 spin is really all you need to hear to know it's going to be good. That's become like an instant, you know, stamp of quality.
Buy it now.
Yeah, don't even listen to it. Just fucking buy it. It's worth it.
We'll just play this one now. I know we're both been really enjoying this album. I think I didn't see it thrown around as much as I expected to, because
same.
I don't know. People would just...
It's a really good like disembowelment, spectral voice type, you know, low and slow death doom with those weirder elements.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a bit of like the psych sort of stuff that, you know, the Execration and those sort of bands go for, mixed in with that, yeah, the death doom, and it just fucking works really well. Every track is different sounding, but they all fit together really well. I expected it to hit real harder, like, in terms of seeing it around, and I don't know, I guess people will just have to heed our advice and know
it's February, they're sleeping on it.
Yeah.
Wake up, sheeple.
So this is Ossuarium with Corrosive Hallucinations. We'll be right back. I expected to see this album like everywhere because it's $20 a bit, and everyone would be like doing the Tomb Mold thing where they're like just posting it relentlessly.
Yeah, it's $20 bin. It's got Dan Seagrave art.
Now, I didn't even know that was Dan Seagrave until I saw him post it. I was like, oh, fuck, that totally makes sense, because it's not his typical big landscape scene. It's kind of got something right front and center. So
yeah,
like,
focused in.
Yeah. It's kind of the opposite of what he does. You know, he normally has lots of space in the middle so you can, like, peer into the cover rather than have it come out at you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my artistic critique there. I put my monocle on.
My top hat.
The fucking Monopoly man. Alright, so that was Ossuarium with Corrosive Hallucinations from Living Tomb, and it's out now on $20 spin. Next we've got some Techity Tech 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 Death from Equipoise, which is not many people know it's actually the ancient Greek word for a half horse half porpoise creature.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but
it's the equine porpoise. It's like a minotaur, but it can traverse both land and sea. The track's called Alchemic Web of Deceit, and the album's called Demiurgus. I've got it written down. I've done my homework. This one comes out on March 8th. It's got a pretty fucking all-star lineup, because we don't typically play a lot of Tech Death on here, but every now and then an album comes along that sort of grabs my attention, and this was one that I think Spear premiered a track, and it's got tons of people. Like, you look at all the guest slots on here, and there's just like, it's a who's who of tech, but not all the wankers, like not your Lucas Mann and
oh fuck,
who's the faceless dude again?
Does he even count? He can't even wank. He needs a guitar pro to wank.
Do you reckon, like, low-key, the Tech Death scene has some of, like, the, you know, people, it's easy to shit on black metal and say that they're all fucking wankers, and I reckon the Tech Death scene has some real fuckwits. Like, there are some just...
Oh my god, yes.
It's like an undiscovered, you know, because everyone's too busy. Black metal takes the focus of all these...
I'll say, they're much more low-key about it, you know? They're not burning churches while fucking wearing their mom's mascara and shit. Like... Yeah.
Like, you know, even just the top level, you know, like Michael Keane with his, super duper atheist bullshit. And like Lucas Mann is just a fucking meme. Like, he's just a clown. There's some real dickheads in Tech Death that just, someone needs to do like an expose and shit on them a bit, because they're getting away with it. And,
you know, we can't allow that.
The dudes in Archspire, like, talking about 300 BPM. Fucking every single video they put up, like, that's the focus. They're just anyway, sorry Tech Death. Some people are good, so yeah.
You need to techie tech yourself before you wreck yourself. Alright,
I should, because this track is actually fucking cool. I want to give some comparisons, but I can't really, because I've been out of the loop for a fair while now. But it's kind of like, it's got Phil from Catalyst on a track. Kristen,
another band that he's in. Is there a band he's not in?
Yeah.
Do we know of any bands he's not actively in or involved with?
Whereas like Xerox is like the Spawn of Possession sort of style of things, and then he's got First Fragment, which is like the neoclassical shreddy Malmsteen stuff. This is more like your I wouldn't say it's like Faceless in that. It's more arty. Do you know what I mean? It's got keys and acoustic guitars. It sounded like fucking Mark Rizzo was playing. Did you ever listen to those Mark Rizzo solo albums?
Nope. Well, I don't know who that is, we're being honest.
The dude from Soulfly, who used to wear the backpack and like a camo hat. He used to wear a backpack on stage for some reason.
I only know Rizzo the Rat.
Well, anyway, he had a couple of good like... shred albums where he'd play like flamenco guitar. They're all instrumental, so maybe that's why no one fucking listened to them but me. But like I liked the first couple of his albums, and they were kind of like not Blotted Science, but like technical metal and then mixed in with like flamenco acoustic guitars and like a real Spanish vibe. And not many people are doing that, but this truck we're going to play today has a bit of that going on in there. Yeah, I still want to know what was in that fucking backpack. I went and saw him once, and he was jumping around with his backpack on. I was like, what do you got in there?
What if it was Rizzo the Rat?
Maybe. Maybe he's doing weight training. Like, so when he puts stuff in the backpack, and then when he has to do the jump the fuck up for Soulfly, he's like getting extra workout done. I don't know. Anyway, before we get too far off topic, this is Alchemic Web of Deceit from Equipoise.
Equestrian porpoise.
I once wanted to Photoshop a horse porpoise now.
A horse-puss?
A porpoise.
Porpoise.
The poor porpoise. They kind of got fucked over, really, because they're like... Technically, they're like whales or dolphins or whatever. They're cetaceans, but like... they got a dumb name, so they just get bagged on. Whereas everyone's like, "Oh, did you know dolphins are the only animal that, you know, fuck for pleasure or like, you know, are smart?" No, no one talks about porpoises. They're probably just as fucking clever. They just got a dumb name, courtesy of us.
They weren't clever enough to stop us from giving them a stupid name.
It was a smear campaign.
Some fuck like dumb fish.
Yeah, some fucking 17th century ecologist dude just like didn't like the look of them, so he's like, "I'm gonna call you porpoises. No one will ever care about you." I'm gonna do some research into porpoises later on.
I can't wait to hear.
Okay, so that was Equipoise, and that's a track from the album called Demiurgis, and it's out on the Artisan Era, of course. And yeah, it's got that Beyond Creation bass. It might even be the dude from Beyond Creation. I didn't even look. With these fretless bass farts that everyone loves. Next, we've got a track that came out last month from a band called Obsolete. It was off a two-track little EP. The EP is called The Rumored Death of Atlantis, and the track's called Old Horizon. I'm not sure how I come across this one, but it's kind of like, it's like a speedy Voivod. They're weird sort of technical, thrashy, I don't know, spacey sounding stuff.
Ever since I heard this, I just thought, hey, this is like Vector, but if I liked them. So like, if Vector was actually good.
We can say that they're like Teleport, that other band we covered that were like Vector, but actually good.
Oh, there you go.
Cop that, Vector fans.
Yeah. If you hate Vector, but like that kind of style of music, have we got some bands for you.
If you've got an agenda against Dave DeSanto or whatever he's called, like the rest of his band did, that all fucking quit on him or whatever happened.
If you like Vector, but like your band's not having everyone kicked out of them.
I like Black Future. That was pretty kick-ass. And Out of Isolation was okay. And yep. Then they just stopped playing thrash, and then everyone loved them. So it kind of made me like, oh, what? Have I been doing the wrong thing? Have I been enjoying them when they thrashed? Fuck.
Those albums are good for like the first 45 minutes, and then they went on for another 2 hours, and I was like, oh my god, why?
Space opera.
Why are we still going?
Everyone thinks Star Wars is a space opera. Listen to that latest fucking Vector album.
Christ.
So I think this Obsolete, I think someone mentioned it had a dude from Sunless in it, but I cannot confirm
that. Or deny.
Yes. So, once again, if you've listened to any of our previous episodes, you'll know that it's on you to do the fucking homework. We just make wild allegations and
make fun of Icelandic people.
Yeah, and just a bunch of hearsay and, you know, just stuff we get wrong, basically. And
it's fun.
Yeah,
the journey there is what matters, right? And it's fun getting there.
It's take it as a taunt for you to go off in the comments section and fucking correct us, because I'll definitely read it all.
You can't possibly correct me about Vector sucking ass.
And instead, you can listen to this Obsolete track, which does not suck ass. We'll play that
ass.
We'll be right back.
Alright, so that was Obsolete with a track called Old Horizon.
And now you've all forgot about Vector.
Yeah. Vector who? Next we've got some filthy fucking death metal, which is kind of our bag if you've listened to us before. This is a track... Spear showed me this one. So it's always good when the resident tech death dude shows you something that is completely in your wheelhouse that you've slept on or missed completely. I think it's another two-track EP, so it's called Gosudar. They're called Gosudar. I think they're Russian. This one's kind of like your Crypt, Spectral Voice, Mold.
It's death doomish, but never slows down that much, you know?
Yeah. And it riffs.
Does riff.
When it does riff, it reminds me of Vasivus or Vasivus or whatever, the British death metal band.
Vacuum but Bus.
I think it was originally a demo, and then I think it got picked up by maybe Caligari for a tape release. So it might be one of those ones that appears on Bandcamp like three fucking separate times. So hunt around.
I'd rather it be like that than them do like Relapse and, you know, make them delete the original free or name your price one and then make you pay for it.
Yeah.
Still better. Devil Master.
Yeah, what happened with that Devil Mart? Did they just bring out another album with a different cover, or is that just a re-release? Like, it had a different cover to the one that we played last time.
So there was their compilation one, which came out in January, I think, which was their two demos just jammed together. And then they've got a new one coming out next month that they've released a couple tracks off of.
Okay. Right. Yeah, because I saw that wildly different cover. I think it was on Jordan's article the other day. I was like, hold on. Is this the same Devil Master that we played? Why are people making fun of them? Yeah. They're good.
Yeah, that's... I was concerned. When I saw, I was like, why would we do this?
Yeah. This is mixed messaging. We're gaslighting the readership.
I don't care if they're spitting on children.
So this is Gosudar, and the track's called King of Pain from Rotted Life. So there's some Russian, probably translation there, because King of Pain sounds like something you've plugged into Google Translate, and then it's like, oh yeah, that's what that says.
Pain King.
Very metal. The track's really good though, so here it is.
We'll be right back.
right, so that was King of Pain from Gossidar. And I think we've got enough for another, like, two episodes, but we'll close out with this new Sin Mara track that just came out, like, 2 days ago or something.
Oh, shit, is it pronunciation time?
Yes, but this? You've already, I think one of these words, these Icelandic abominations...
Sparty banana?
Yeah, that's exactly how it is, too. that was the one on, was it Carpe Noctem?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes.
Yarnana.
So, I don't know. They're either fucking with us or it's a real word, because it's come up twice now.
I don't know if I can say that anymore, Texan. Vissel-stjernana.
I'm not going to try this time. I'm just leaving your one in. I figure me saying Sin Mara is like, it probably sounds bogan enough. To me, it just sounds natural. It's like, ah, Sin Mara. But like, that's like, yeah. I bet there's people out there that are like, holy shit, that sounds so Australian.
You call that a Sin Mara? This is a Sin Mara.
Actually, I'm wearing this shirt right now, which is probably a...
it's you've got a Nike Spoonie shirt?
I got a Crocodile Dundee shirt. That's all we wear down here. It's just Paul Hogan shirts.
I just assumed everyone down there was Paul Hogan until I saw you for the first time.
Yeah, we're all evading tax overseas. Like a dog cunt. I noticed, too, that... Oh,
can that be an Australian phrase?
What?
Evading tax like a dog cunt?
Well, he is a tax...
I don't know what it would mean, but...
I'm pretty sure he's been evading tax since, like, the 80s. But, yeah, a dog cunt is just, like... I don't know, it's pretty self-explanatory. You don't say that?
I just want the whole thing to be like... Like, oh, man, I avoided getting sick. Like, I was evading taxes like a dog cunt.
Like lightning through a wet dog cunt. That's when something bad happens really fast to someone that's a dog. I noticed too they put up 3 more shirts, so now I'm fucked because like I can't afford all of them. So if I want to keep up my record of
$100 in shipping, like,
probably
not a big deal.
It was like €17, so that's probably $180 here. But if I want to keep up my record of buying fucking everything these fuckers make, then yeah, I think I'm going to limit myself to one. I saw one of the artists we follow, Carmazard, he did one.
Yeah.
And that's my pick, I think. So I'm going to limit myself to one, and that can repay them for the promo of the album that I probably won't be able to afford after this. So the track that came out yesterday, it's probably the most dour and like just...
Slow. I thought you were going to say easy to pronounce.
Yeah, Crimson Stars. it's probably the most chill, just...
It's got some really cool, like, 80s, like, harmonies kind of throughout.
Yeah.
Like, guitar harmonies through it. There's, I really dug that.
There is a bit more, like, insider scoop. There is a bit more melody than on Aphotic Womb. On this album, so it's kind of taken off where Within the Weaves of Infinity left, but yeah, I'd say this track is probably the most chill. There are still some moments on there that are like aggressive, like the, I don't know, what is it, Verminous, the track on Aphotic Womb, that's just like fucking angry as hell. There's a couple of moments like that, but for the most part the album is more relaxed and not atmospheric, but it's like, yeah, melodic and stuff like that. So this is one of those tracks. It will close out on this one because it's, I think it's pretty long.
Good.
Yeah, because it's good. I think most of the tracks on the album are pretty long, actually. So it's not.
It's a 4-hour long album.
It's not an outlier. Yeah, it's produced by Vector.
Actually, Vector.
yeah, that's why the title was a giveaway. Crimson Stars. It's actually about star in red phase. It's like a Beetlejuice or however you pronounce that fucking red ass star. So we'll play that now. It's out on Van Records. It comes out on March 8th, so I'd better write a review soon. I've been putting it off. I fucking can't write it.
Get out of here. These bloody things are everywhere. They're in the lift, in the lorry, in the bone wizard, and all over the Malunga Gildachuck.
They're like kangaroos. But they're reptiles, they is.
We have them in America. They're called bullfrogs.
What? That's an odd name. I'd have called them chazwazzers.
Should be leveling back out.
Where'd you go? You went to Colorado.
Yep.
Did you see any festivals or anything? Or?
No, I just went out there to hang out.
Yeah.
Hit up
to get
the metal breweries out there. Like True Brewing and Black Sky.
Is True Brewing the metal dude? Oh, no, sorry, that's Hammerhard, isn't it?
Dude from Chemist owns True.
And
from Chemist.
And the other one is Austin.
Hammerhard is the yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And Soda.
Is so wait, the dude from Chemist, is it the same dude who's in Glacial Tomb?
Yes.
Fuck, he's busy.
Yeah. We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Professor also.
Oh, okay. So he's just an overachiever.
Yeah, dude's got his like master's degree in sociology, and he's a professor, and he's in six bands, and he makes really good beer. Go figure.
Yeah, that's too much. When I was brewing, I was working a job, but I was like, man, I should be getting paid for this shit. I got friends coming over and drinking. I don't want to charge them for my beer, but it's like, you have no idea. Watching them drink a glass and they're like, oh, that was pretty good. And I'm like, you have no idea about the amount of fucking effort that I went into.
Right? That's a whole day just like...
just bottling.
Gone on that process.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 3 weeks of waiting and making sure it's not overflowing in your fucking closet.
Exactly. And they just come over and they're like, hey, that was pretty good. You fucking, it'd want to be. I was like,
you goddamn right it is.
Want to be the nectar of the gods of the amount of effort I fucking put in. And yeah, then you got Old Mate playing in two bands and doing all that as well. So yeah, plus actually selling it legally and like legitimately.
Yeah, like owning an establishment.
Mm. Paying tax like an idiot. You should
a
have done.
Fool.
He should have done the Paul Hogan. Just like fucked off somewhere. like a dog cunt.
Call that a knife? This is a knife.
That's not a knife, that's a spoon.
Alright, you win. I see you've played knifey spoony before.